Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, y'all, we're Old Salt Union, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Bing!
Guess I'll find a new type. I'm on a battleship flying kites. She was my one and done for a life. The coal that burns in her eyes pushed a steam engine cross state lines. Maybe the eats can breathe for a night. I'm growing old near the bank of the river. Been bought and sold from a girl I lost. She's growing old somewhere north of Chicago. Lord, I pray she was growing old with me. At the bar told her right, give them hell or give one time he'll come around. But he lied. Are you surprised? A voice where I once found life only speaks now after a pine. There's solace behind and a dime and a drive. I'm growing old near the bank of the river. Been bought and sold from a girl I lost. She's growing old somewhere north of Chicago. Lord, I pray she was growing old with me. Been bought and sold from a girl I lost. She's growing old somewhere north of Chicago. And Lord, I pray she was growing old with me.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Old Salt Union.
Yay!
Well, welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, it's good to be back. Thanks for having us again, yeah, Brother Shane.
Yeah, yeah, man, this is very cool. I'm excited to catch up with you guys. It's been quite a while since we last done one of these.
Yeah, I think we just said almost 2 years. It's been a little while. We got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got a big Halloween party coming up. We got a new record out there. We got a lot of exciting things. But you guys been busy, though, like the last, almost 2 years. Been doing a lot of road dates, a lot of stuff, touring all over the country and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's been keeping busy, you know. A lot of major changes here in the last... Well, definitely since last time we spoke with you, and busy's good.
We got a new face here.
Yeah, a new face, right?
Yeah.
I'll say hey.
What's going on?
You can't say that's me.
Yeah, I know.
We're a joke.
Rob,
supposed to be a joke.
Get off your phone.
Rob, a.k.a.
Hard R.
Big Dinner.
The Rise.
Yeah,
The Rise.
Big Mine.
Bird.
Yeah. Little Mine.
Little Mine. Yeah. Little Dinner.
Little Mine.
Anyway, he's here.
Yeah. Car Door Slam Tana.
Yeah.
That's Car right. Door Slam Tana.
Man, that's a lot of names.
Yeah. We don't take long to really...
You think he's been around for about 10 years now without them names?
Car Door Slam Tana.
That's a pretty good one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only good if you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Rob just celebrated his 1 year old Salt anniversary.
Celebrated it with a new truck.
With a new truck.
I slammed the doors on so hard. Yeah.
It's a 90. It can handle those.
Yeah. And
left the keys inside.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you'd have to bring it up.
So wait, how did you get them out? We never actually got that.
I have to thank the Glen Carbon Police Department for graciously coming to my house and helping me out after I drove my new car home and immediately left my keys and locked them in the car as soon as I got out.
Well, thank you, Glen Carbon.
Yeah, thanks, Glen Carbon Police Department.
Doing your service.
I had a 2002 Taurus and locked my keys in it all the time. I got real good at breaking into my own car. And
yeah, that's an important skill to have. The first day I had my truck, me and John had a gig out the Gramophone in St. Louis, and I was pumped. It's a stick shift. I was ecstatic about having it. Yeah, locked my keys in the truck that night. Also, well, worse things even happened than that. The first night I got it. So, yeah. I think it's just a
honor thy keys.
Yeah, honor thy keys. Honor thy keys. So anyway.
Yeah. Like I said, since we last spoke, Rob joined the group. Yeah. You guys, how has this how's it changed the dynamic? Bringing in a new member to the group and stuff. And
I break a lot of things on the RV.
Yeah, yeah. Everything gets kindled eventually.
All right.
You know.
I think it's been really good. Yeah. You know, I think it overall. I know for me personally, it was a morale booster. And it was kind of like a rejuvenation of my spirit into the band. So yeah.
Make me cry. Yeah.
No, I agree. Rob brought an element that we hadn't had before, and not only that, but to be able to mesh as well as we do as people, he made it super easy. I mean, it's like I can't imagine in his position to come into kind of like a family over the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then kind of have to put your footprint down, and he made it super easy, and it was really seamless for us. And every night we go on stage and we have fun playing, which I don't know if we've necessarily felt over the past couple of years, but I can honestly say that almost every night, man, it feels good. So. Yeah.
How does it change the writing process?
Well, we're just starting to write, so we're just starting to write new material, and oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, now we have. I'm not trying to be negative about what the past situation, but now we have this extra brain to kind of filter in ideas that were foreign to us prior. You know, Rob comes from he came from a different background, and so bring that extra piece of the puzzle, it's so we're excited just to see who we are now as well as anybody else is.
There's been around enough bands long enough, a lot of members come and go out of bands, and happens for various reasons, and but it's again it's kind of like it's always interesting to see how one piece can change the
and it's funny, like we just wrote a couple tunes recently, and we're just kind of starting getting the ball rolling, but just hearing these ideas, and then we're all receptive in that manner, and so we're like, oh shit, man, that was what if we did this then, right. On top, so it does change the dynamic of everything.
Yeah, and offer kind of a fresh take on some stuff.
Yeah, it feels a lot more organic.
Sure.
I feel like that's kind of what defines our sound is, even no matter who writes a song, it's like, they bring it to the table, and then the diverse interest of everyone else, adding their parts.
Yeah, it kind of breaks it apart down to the molecular level, and then build it back up.
Molecular?
Rob doesn't just fit in his, unnoticeable presence, so it's just one more element added to the...
Sure, man.
...to the stew that is...
The very salty stew.
Drag this one out.
You singing any, Rob, or are you just playing guitar?
Give him a little something.
Stand by.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're getting a little more bass to the sound.
He does have that, yeah.
I would like to throw in that low end harmony.
Yeah, yeah, that's also something we've never had, just like I said, just writing the other day, it's like all of a sudden there's like a low, this low part that was really missing, But also, Rob's a fantastic singer and not the bass regimen, We do a cover, too, of him actually singing, and it's actually a really nice break for me and Justin, because losing Dustin, the old guitar player, he sang a lot of the songs, right. So me and Justin had kind of pick up the slack. So it's nice to have a third party that you can trust and that can actually execute every night. So yeah, it's been a blessing in way more ways than one.
For sure. Well, like I said, you guys have been all over the place, Torn, but you are coming home. Got a big Halloween party, like I said, on October 27th over at Old Rock House.
Oh, yeah.
You guys bringing in friends of Old Shoe. Yep. They're out of Chicago.
They're good buddies of ours.
Yeah. So, I thought it was cool. We said old party, what, Old Shoe?
Yeah, Old Shoe, Old Salt Union, Old Rock House.
Salt Union.
We've actually done an Old Shoe, Old Salt Union, Old Rock House before, but we didn't really promote it that good, so it's good to have them coming back, and we just did the Shoe Fest, which they are in control of up in near the Chicago area.
Yeah, just outside. Yeah,
and it's one of our favorite festivals in the Midwest for sure.
And we're throwing in old Cluster Plug.
Old Cluster Plug.
Yeah, they're gonna change the name for one night.
Yeah. Yep. There was a show. It was like a metal show here in town. It was Final Drive and Inimical Drive, and then somebody made a poster with all the bands had drives.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny. Like,
yes. You know, it doesn't take long to see that there's always common ground, whether it's names or music. You know, you can always find like those paths of 6 degrees of separation, if you will. You know,
It should be fun. We look to have quite a cluster pluck on stage at a time or two between all bands. You know,
it's obviously a costume driven.
Yes,
night. Last year I think
wear costumes.
Last year we did Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
and I don't like to toot anybody's horn as band because I hate everybody here, but we knocked that out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was phenomenal.
I was a pretty good line.
Ripped
my arms off. And threw them over the head. But this year we're trying to one up it. And again, there's some awesome giveaways.
Actually,
we're
going to
one up it. Yeah, we are. Did we mention the?
Nope. We did mention the guitar, yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, dressed to impress.
Yeah,
you might get
a guitar.
Up,
yeah, literally like one up it.
Oh, if that gives any hints. All right.
So we got a guitar giveaway for
Best Dressed.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
There might be some other things as we get closer to. We might scrounge some shit from around the old apartment there.
Yeah.
Who wants this shovel?
I got two pairs of shorts for
I got a dusty wall.
I got a whole jar of shorts.
Yeah. I hosted a Halloween show last year, a bunch of my buddies, and we're doing it again this year, and one of the bands dressed up as Disney princesses, and that was really well done.
That crossed our mind.
John was trying to do all of them in one, but we said it was... Yeah. Like, what are we going to dress up as, John?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out which princess was my favorite.
Yeah, how many women can I be?
Yeah, right.
How many women can I be?
We're going to see.
It was pretty funny watching five guys... You know, try to rock.
Well, John was a female last year. Yeah. He was Dorothy.
Yeah.
I was Dorothy.
Yeah. And then this year, I think he's also.
I mean,
we'll just have to see. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
He's Dorothy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. You got it. We'll spoil the cats out.
But yeah, man, that's going to be a great night. Tickets available through the oldrockhouse.com.
Yes.
And so come on over. And wear your costumes, and you guys doing a lot. So when I hosted my Halloween party, I went as Macho Man Randy Savage.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was throwing Slim Jims at everybody.
Nice.
Little mini Slim Jims.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
That's all I've had to eat for the past 3 days, by the way. I wish I was there. I'm so broke, Shane. Help me out.
I throw them at him, too. So. Yeah.
Put him on the skillet.
Yeah.
He slices them. Frying some chips.
Well, it was fun. I mean, it worked out well. Like, instead of, trick-or-treating, having some candy, I just had little Slim Jims.
That's awesome.
We're adults.
Yeah.
I would prefer a meat snack.
I'm sure you sound like great, yeah.
Well, and I threw them at people from the stage, and there wasn't a single one left on the floor afterwards.
That's so, right. So nobody passes up a good Slim Jim, right, man.
So it was fun, man.
Yeah.
Maybe we can offer some meat treats at the door.
Some meat treats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't quite go with what we have planned as our costumes, but you never know. Yeah.
Meat treats.
Well, since we last spoke, also you guys signed a deal, right? You got
That's
a
right.
uh, Working with Compass Records, all right?
That we are, yes.
Out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, super happy. It's been a great time working with them. Done a lot of good work. You over there. It's the recording process in general. Like, it just, having a producer on something, having another mind outside of the direct circle.
Allison Brown is who he's talking about. Allison Brown is a renowned banjoist who's played with everybody from Allison Krauss. You name it, she's phenomenal, not only as a banjo player, mm-hmm. but as a person and as an individual and as a mother. Just a really positive force. So it's nice to have her in the studio with us and giving Ryan's nostrils something to think about. Quit doing I'm trying to talk.
Him. He's doing it over there. Justin and his vein are doing it.
Mm-hmm. For those of you in podcast land, Justin's got this kind of Harry Potter vein going on in his forehead right now.
This is my vein.
What do you want from me?
It's gone. Yeah, no, it was, you got shy. It's gone.
It was great. And to that we wouldn't have wanted to do what we did any other way, which was go back and kind of revamp our last kind of three albums as independent artists. But to have a fresh set of ears and a fresh mind, especially as talented as Allison, was really nice. So,
yeah.
So, but now we're looking forward, and we can't wait to put out actually new material. I think it's. But yeah, Compass has been great, and the new record is going to be just as fun.
I think we kind of touched on it a bit when we last spoke. I think you guys just went down there to record a couple of tunes.
Yeah,
and
that was part of the Fresh Grass thing. We went down and done On My Way.
Right.
And then that was the
that was kind of the opening door of the relationship. Yeah. You know, we won the Fresh Grass competition, which Compass Records is pretty involved in, and then we got a free studio session. And then after we recorded, that was about a year before we actually played the main stage at Fresh Grass the next year, also as a part of the winnings. And then I think right as we stepped off stage, Allison was there and said, "Hey, we want to talk."
Yeah, we were at IBMA's like the next week in Raleigh, so she was like,
"Hey, so it was cool." Yeah. You know, it's between Compass, and then we also have a new manager, Brian Littman. We also got to a new booking agency, Blue Sun Entertainment, Mike Chaos.
Mm-hmm. Just like a bunch of K's.
All those things combined, you know, we kind of have a new. All right, dude, I'm trying to talk. Mike Chaos.
Rob started giggling.
But yeah, but there's been a lot of new stuff, you know, and I think finally we have the right ingredients to
make a hell of a stew.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, Justin made a stew reference earlier, so I figured I could bring it back.
Yeah, what, they call that being a stew.
They call that a little Easter egg.
Being a stew.
Being a stew.
Yeah, being a stewed.
1 too far, I got it. I understand. 1 too far.
So you guys did just release your self-titled, which was your first release with Compass Records, then. Mm-hmm. So there are some songs that people have heard, but are these, you guys re-recorded them?
Yeah, so we kind of rearranged with Allison. We kind of just, we played the song for her, and we'd sit down and just kind of jam, and we kind of explore other opportunities to do other musical things, you know, other musical arrangements, what maybe we were missing as far as what would catch the ear better, you know, harmonies that we didn't do before. Obviously, Rob was playing on a lot of these songs, which we didn't have before. It was fun. I think as an artist, and I could probably speak for all of us, it's once something has been done, you kind of are ready to move on. And you're not always looking forward to going back and doing that. And I think if we had been in any other situation, it might not have been that way. But with Allison and with Gordon and everybody at Compass, it actually was a really enjoyable experience, and we got to kind of shine new light on some of these old tunes, and it was actually pretty fun, man.
That's all available. You guys have like physical copies at the show, right?
Yeah, so you can go to the website. You can go to iTunes. You can get digitally anywhere.
Compass Records.
Compass Records. SaltUnion.com.
All of those.
All that good stuff. Local Lucy's.
Meat Spin.
I think Vintage Vinyl.
Vintage Vinyl. And Local Lucy's in Belleville.
Local Lucy's.
Yeah. Meat Spin.
Yeah, no. Local Lucy's is actually a phenomenal business that is based on just Belleville art in general. Right. And it's a fantastic spots to see anything from art to dance to music. They have it all, and you can get our CDs there, hard copies there. So Local Lucy's is what it's called.
Nice. Yeah, we did some live jamming again, which was is always fun for me. I love getting some live acoustic stuff, and you guys did Madam Plum.
Yeah, that's
which,
right,
which appears also on this record. So you guys want to talk about that tune at all?
Sure. I thought that I was being original in writing that song. I was telling these guys, there's another song about Madam Plum somewhere else in the world, and it's about kind of the same subject matter. All right, Rob's going to take a break.
Rob's going to go.
But no, it's Madam Plum has been a really fun song for us to play, and it was a fun song for me to write.
We gotta go further in that route.
Just the way it had to be.
I think we're actually working on a video for it with my brother-in-law Joel Anderson, who has worked with us in the past when we did our Kickstarter. And he's a phenomenal videographer.
Yes.
He has a phenomenal mind. And so I think I actually just talked to him a couple days ago, and we're going to try to get a video from Adam Plunk coming out very soon.
Nice.
So
yeah,
and we're gonna, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
have you guys last we spoke, you guys did the video for Feel My Love. Have you guys done a video since?
We did
a couple.
We did two. With the release of the new record, we did Where I Stand, the new version of Where I Stand, which was shot in my basement with our friend Sean McFarlane. And then we did Call Me Al, which is on the new record, with his name escapes me currently.
Yep. It was shot in Compass.
It was through Compass Records. And
that was great.
And so that was released. And again, you know, it's as an artist, it's kind of tough to push old material, but
sure.
But you know, both things turned out very well, and I look forward to the Madame Plum video. I think it's coming sooner than
later.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, some of this you know, mentioned kind of some of the older material, but you guys told me that coming up for this 27th show, you guys will be debuting some brand new tunes, some brand new singles, and hopefully have available for release later than
that. Hopefully by the end of the... I mean, it'd be nice, again, like with the label now, there's steps to... where before, we would just call either Jason McIntyre from Sawhorse, or we'd just go record. There is a little more, of a process to do that. But I think we're all very adamant about making that, trying to make that happen by the end of the year, so...
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that just like a digital singles and stuff?
I would imagine
probably,
so.
Probably a couple of those, and then definitely a full album next year.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been writing, you know, it's a lot of this material we've been playing for 2 years. We did Where I Stand, which was one of the first songs that we kind of written on this new record. So that's 5 years old. So we're really itching, as I'm sure anybody that gives a damn about our music is probably itching as well. So, we're excited. We're excited to kind of keep the ball rolling.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be cool to get some new stuff out there for sure.
Yeah.
Especially, like you're saying, just as an artist. Because, you record something, and that's, like, what you're most excited about. And it's, like, you want people to hear it. And
sure.
So,
sure. Yeah, and then you go and perform it 250 times a year. sometimes you're just ready for something, almost anything new, which is why we're so excited for October 27th, is it's going to be the first time playing some new stuff in St. Louis.
New materials, new covers, just going to be
new costumes.
New costumes.
Yeah. New guitar for somebody if they dress correctly.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, Ryan.
Is there any significance to the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them about it. Your grandpa, tell them about it.
Tell them
the whole thing about the Titanic and the...
My grandpa, you know, he was my grandpa. You know, and that's mainly all I got to say about that.
Right. So, this guitar... put the rest of the puzzle together.
This guitar, on the other hand, it was made from a piece of the hull of the piano... and the Titanic. I know. You find it funny, but a lot of people find it astounding. Right? So laugh away.
It was actually on a Pawn Stars, and they passed on it. And then once they found out the price of it, it was like the price of two Toyotas.
Yeah. Chuck
new
Lee.
Toyotas.
Chuck new Toyotas. New Toyotas. Yeah. Price is right.
There's no significance to the guitars. No.
Super, lots of significance.
We're just gonna sign it, and if anybody wants it, you can just. It's just an added bonus to looking really, really cool on Halloween.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
huge significance.
All right. Way to go, Ryan! You really screwed the pooch on
really
that one.
We threw you a softball, man.
Yeah,
a softball.
We threw an alley-oop.
All right, Justin, tell me about your grandpa. His relationship with his guitar.
All right, my grandpa. All right, first of all, my grandpa, first of all, his name was Jack. And he barely made it on the Titanic, but he did. Okay? So, first of all, he survived. The only reason is because he grabbed, it wasn't his, but it was somebody else's. As it was going down, he grabbed it, floated on it.
What?
Sure.
Grabbed what?
The guitar.
The guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Right.
That's
right now, sounds terrible, plays horribly.
Yeah, sold all over.
Saved lives.
Jack Dawson from the Titanic even touched it one time.
Yeah.
Mary touched it.
Just before he passed. That's his grandpa's friend.
My grandma's buddy.
Yeah, they were two Jacks.
Yeah. He didn't make it. Yeah.
Yeah,
he also had a guitar.
Yeah.
He did not make
it. Jacks had a whole... It was an electric guitar.
He didn't float his mouth. Yeah, he grabbed an electric.
1912 electric, yeah. It was really cutting edge back then.
Taking years.
He plugged it into the piano.
Yeah. So that was the story. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, cool.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, man. Right. Sometimes you just gotta dig.
Well, yeah, man. We did one more live here today. What was it? On My Way.
On My Way.
On My Way.
So that was actually the tune that right after Cut and Run was released, we were recording that at Compass Records, and that was kind of the tune that was. I don't know, in our heads, it kind of was the tune that made things happen. You know, we kind of had a shell of a song. Justin kind of had written the shell of a song, and we showed up. And I think at the time, it was kind of down between two tunes, a tune I had written and a tune Justin had written, and we decided to go with Justin's because it was a little more catchy. It was a more upbeat tune, and we went there, and Allison took what we had and worked with our brains and made this really one of my favorite tunes to play live, also one of my favorite tunes to listen to. It was a really, really positive experience. So,
yeah, I was on my way. And every night, I think when we play that, it's kind of a highlight of the night. I think between that and like Tuscaloosa or something, like no matter how a night's going, if we nail like On My Way, it feels like the night's going good, you know. So
it's the first time we've really done that. It's the first time that we've taken a song that we've written into the studio and then had somebody else really kind of sit down with us and completely rearrange it.
Yeah,
make something new, which was a kind of a...
No, actually, it's a really positive way to approach music, you know, especially for us, because we play so much that it's easy to get kind of stuck in a way of playing something. Even how we went with On My Way going into the studio, we kind of had this idea as to how it should go, and we probably would have been good with probably playing that forever, you know, that way, but it was nice to kind of deconstruct our thoughts and put us in a different space. And I think it really turned out for the better. You know, it's one of my favorite songs that we play. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I imagine that's got to be pretty difficult, though, too, at times. Like, going in, like, something like that, having a third party, a producer of some or sorts, or and then just kind of something that personal to you. You know, you write these lyrics and then
sure.
you're kind of attached to it, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, let's cut this up and do it this way and stuff. You know, you'd be able to have to sort of separate yourself from it and
it can be.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, I think, initially pretty
difficult. I think we went outside and had some talks.
But having Allison Brown, of all people, to be the one telling us about this and helping us with that, I think that kind of, you know, really kind of helped subdue any of the conflicts we were having mentally.
Yeah, you see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's also not even that. It's the fact that her ideas were good.
Good.
You know what I mean? So you didn't really have to battle with it. You were like, man, why didn't we think of that? You know?
But you are right as far as, you know, it is something that's personal to you. So you do, I mean, there is something to be said about, like, putting that into somebody else's hands.
Right.
And thank God, thank God we have somebody, you know, that...
No, but it wasn't easy.
Right.
I think,
like Ryan said, it'll be and continue to get easier.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's the process, you know, but up to that point, we'd never done it. So it was kind of like, whoa.
That was the first time we were like, because it changed. Like, she's like, play it. And then it changed a little bit, and we're just like, shit.
You give it a day, you hear it, and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Yeah, man, I'm glad to hear that all the relationship's going well with Compass Records, and we got new music coming, we got new videos, we got a lot happening.
Yeah, the machine is oiled.
Yeah, man. You guys doing any more touring this year, or just going to hit it hard?
Yeah, we just got back from September. We did all the West Coast. October, we're doing kind of the Midwest, then November, from like the 1st until Thanksgiving, we go up through the Northeast, through New York.
The tour never stops.
Vermont, then we'll come home. December will be Midwest. January will be Southeast, Northeast. February, Colorado, out West.
Yeah.
You know, repeat.
All right. Yeah, man. What, do you guys have some particular favorite stops along the way, like food-wise or anything that we're...
Portland. I mean, everybody's definitely pretty happy to go to Portland. Portland, Maine. Yeah, Portland, Maine. For crab sandwiches, lobster rolls, clam chowder.
I went to my first conveyor belt sushi place. Strategically positioned myself where the chef was putting the fresh stuff, so everybody behind me got screwed and I got all the good stuff.
Well, Rob, that's the other Portland, but yes.
Portland, Maine. The crab
sandwich. Portland, Maine.
Both ways you screwed everybody.
Both Portlands are favorites.
Anytime we're going west on 70, we're normally happy to step at Lion's Choice.
Yes.
I just it wasn't too long ago I learned that Lion's Choice is just like a St. Louis thing.
Oh, it's just here. It used to be in Illinois.
Where the Panda Express is, Fairview Heights.
And O'Fallon. But they're not now, and then now they're just, there's like the 5 locations or something.
First off, not all 5 of us are pumped that we have to pass Lion's Choice.
Just one of us isn't pumped that we go to Lion's Choice.
It's just okay, is all I'm saying.
Are you more of a Arby's guy?
Arby's is so good.
Lion's Choice is more of a mature beef.
It's for the classy lad.
It's not for the Arby's connoisseur.
I have a feeling that's going to be a song on the next record.
Yeah, the mature beef.
Right.
Yeah.
Classy beef.
I didn't like it as I said it. I didn't like it.
That's
fair.
I had a friend, still have a friend, he lives in New York, and he it's like his first stop when he comes home to St. Louis is going to Lion's Choice.
Dude, it's good. I mean, I'll tell you what, there's no other roast beef, you know, fast food places around the country. Right. yeah. other than Lion's Choice and Arby's and Lion's Choice beats Arby's.
Yeah. Rob is really good at finding out, like especially when we're in the Northeast, he's always really good at finding out the most authentic New York slice. Yeah. like we'll be pulling up to a venue and Rob's already got four places dialed in his GPS. Like, dude, there's a pizza slice place right down the street.
Just buy the slice though, not a whole pie.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want the whole pie.
I went to Manhattan for the first time. I didn't really care about anything but finding every single pizza stop I could find.
Yeah, that's true.
And we went to everyone.
3 hours, two blocks.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of pizza up in the north.
Dude, we gigged right next to that place that had the $1 slices, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote a song about
all the pizza I've ever had.
I spent $20 there. Yeah, I remember.
It was a pizza journal.
You don't forget to be like this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's something like, you know, of course, if you talk to... New Yorkers are going to argue with you all the time about which is the best slice and stuff, you know, like, and I think that's about anywhere you go with pizza and stuff, like, everybody's got their favorites, and they all, you know, they'll tell you, oh, this is better than that one or whatever, but...
It's all preference.
It's all different, so they're on different planes.
Sure. Where's the best slice you ever had, Rob?
Best slice I've ever had.
What's the name of the joint that we played with the... What's the best slice you ever had?
Best slice I've ever had. I don't know if I can answer that.
Yeah, it sucks that he does know the worst.
Yeah, he does know the worst.
Slice. I'll never forget the worst, but the best, I think the best is yet to be had.
Oh, ooh, nice. Yeah.
Rob wasn't with us when we went to the Village Idiot in Maumee, Ohio, and they had a fantastic slice with these chunks of roasted garlic. It was great. Best pizza.
Oh, ever. I know. Best slice I've had on the road. I don't know what place it was.
Oh, perfect.
But it was in Charlottesville, I think. Was that where the walking path was in between everything? There's some pizza place had this pizza with pepperoni sausage and this roasted garlic, and it was fantastic. So whenever you're in Charlottesville, go to that pizza place.
Find that pizza place on the little walking path.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. Hey, that's real talk with Rob.
Real talk with Rob.
Real talk with hard R.
I read it.
I picked up this frozen pizza the other night, and I read the box, and I just had to try it. It was like a taco pizza, but it had like a pizzadilla, and it had like quesadilla bottom. It was kind of like a stuffed crust, but the whole bottom was all cheese. So
yeah, I enjoy talking about those kinds of pizzas.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have another podcast?
Pizza podcast?
Yeah,
we'll debate.
Yeah, man.
Hard R's pizza podcast. Yeah. I tell you what, though, people don't understand emos that aren't from St. Louis, and I'm telling you what, man, that's emo still has everybody beat.
I agree.
That's real. That cheese, the little square, the onion powder.
I'm a big Cecil Whitaker's guy, but
Justin doesn't get it.
I used to be a big Pantera's pizza fan, which is also
Pantera.
Yeah.
What, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm big emos fan.
Yeah.
Yes. But also
there's a lot of St. Louisans that don't care for emos as well. Yeah, I mean, some people will fight to the death, you know?
Yeah.
Emos isn't what it's about. And those type of people don't belong in my city.
Just like the Thunderdome? Is there a pizza Thunderdome? Somewhere in like the Central West End, there's a pizza Thunderdome for all the happy people.
I'm more of a Chicago deep dish fan.
I can tell.
Do you like pie?
Yeah, I like pie.
Pie's good. Yeah. Actually, Kong, the owner of Pie, is a longtime family friend. He was friends with Uncle Tupelo as they kind of grew up and friends with my mom and dad. And he's not in the St. Louis area anymore, I don't believe. But yeah, I've always supported Pie, even though it's a little different than what I...
Yeah.
I appreciate, but
I can appreciate all pizza though.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
So,
that's fair.
Yeah, man.
No discrimination over here.
Right.
Pizza is a universal language.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's funny though, because it's like you got your primary ingredients, but it's done so many different ways. Everyone's different. It's like it's just kind of crazy that we argue about that dish compared to everything else.
I know. There's like so many better.
That place we played at the other night was trying to throw a wrench in the spokes.
What's that?
Oh, the place like, yeah, we got pizza. Hey, like, what's on it? They're like, oh, parsley, a shoe, and two
things. Parsley, a shoe.
Yeah, like any cheese. Yeah. They're like, no shoes. Yeah. Like, son,
there is gold dust on it.
Yeah.
The wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. That's three wrestling references. Well, there's Goldust. He's an old wrestler.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Goldust,
yeah. One time, he used to be Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the trash statues.
Goldust.
Yeah. He's alive.
No way.
No, he did not.
Bam Bam Bigelow is way better.
And also, Bam Bam Bigelow was after Goldust, so he didn't used to be Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah,
he used to be
got Goldust. Fat.
Goldust one time came out to the ring. And I used to have to battle my wrestling friends with this, but he came out to the ring, he was about to fight Kane or something, and then he had a bazooka come out of his arm, and he blew Kane back across the ring, and everybody said it never happened.
Pretty sure that's Mega Man.
Okay. Well, YouTube it. And for years before YouTube, as I was like a 9-year-old kid, I was like, I swear I saw it on Monday Night Raw last night. And everyone's like, dude, no you didn't. You're lying to try to be cool.
That's when the lion started.
Check YouTube. Yeah, Lion's Choice.
Lion's Choice! Astute. Easter eggs everywhere.
Back in the stew. Yeah.
Ooh, my grandpa.
Okay. One too far. Everyone around.
Now you're just being stupid.
Stupid! Got it. Got it.
Pizza.
Oh shit!
Oh man! You guys still get into wrestling, or is that?
We actually have wrestling on Nintendo 64.
Yeah. I'm gonna pass this one off to Rob.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Actually, you know what we're into more than anything is MMA.
Yeah,
and also anything Conor McGregor related, we're super into
pugilism.
Pugilism. Yeah.
By MMA, we mean mariachi bands.
Don't laugh. That was cheap. What? I get it. Yeah, but nobody knows the mariachi band correlation. Tell them about the mariachi.
Yeah, Easter.
I've been approached many times, asked if I have mariachi background. Because I tend to wear my guitar high for the most control.
And by many times, he means 75% of our out of town shows.
Yeah. Were you ever in a mariachi band?
Especially when I grow my mustache out and I really get it going.
And he wears his mariachi outfit.
Yeah. He's got this hat with these little hanging ball things on it. Yeah.
Sombrero.
Hey, tomato, tomato.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah.
I did find it interesting that Rob's the only one without the beard. He's got just the mustache going there, so.
It's true. Totally it's all good. Yeah.
He also can't grow the cheek hair.
Trust that.
He did get a truck now, so we don't know what his facial hair is like.
He did just buy a truck.
He's about to get tattoos.
Yeah, we needed a little diversity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These two get asked if they're brothers all the damn time.
I'm always the younger one, too.
No, you're not. Like, damn, is that your son?
Hey, you, Cletus.
Cletus.
Remind me of the Super Troopers, you know? Where they all got a mustache. And he's like, man, we were on mustache right? already.
Yeah.
I've been trying, man.
Well, somebody told me I looked like Farva. I knew I needed to lose weight.
Farva.
Leader of Cola.
He said, what are you going to burn? Like, you're going to burn my country music award?
Okay, don't cream.
They number two off.
It's coming out, man.
I've been hearing it forever.
I think they released a trailer, didn't they?
Yeah, 420.
Yeah,
release date. So
nice.
They know the demographic.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that's a good day.
A good day.
So keep an eye out. Yeah, theaters everywhere.
Yeah, we're in the new Super Troopers movie. April 4th.
Also,
14. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is actually...
comes out right after our show.
The next day.
That's right.
Come celebrate. It comes out the weekend after, but if you go to our show on the 27th...
Yeah, we've got these codes.
Right.
You can download it.
First thing. Even if you forget the code. First thing next morning.
Yeah. Just go to the website that we tell you.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Password on site.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. We're here for the Meat Stranger Spins. Things. Yeah.
Don't go there.
Or go there.
Sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Or go there.
No.
I don't know how my money playing music.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Well,
again,
he said, Kiefer Moon.
It's Kiefer Sutherland.
All right, sorry.
Oh, that's 24. Yeah.
Again, come out October 27th, Old Rock House. We got Old Shoe, Old Salt Union, and Old Cluster Pluck.
Yeah, the Old Rock House.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a fun one. Tickets available now. And, yeah, come on out. You want to hear these brand new tunes. Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah.
Dress to impress.
Yeah. Wear your best.
Skiddish.
Take home Jack's guitar.
Yeah, Jack's guitar. Jack's guitar.
Own a piece of history. Yep. That guitar is a hero.
Yep.
Yeah, that's floated. Right.
Well, Shane, we appreciate you having us again, man. Yeah, as always, you do the Lord's
work. The next one.
Sorry about that interview.
No, that was fun, man. And, we appreciate what you do in the St. Louis music scene. It means more than you'll ever know. And
thanks,
cheers, all the folks listening. Yeah. And we'll see you on October 27th at the Rock House.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Say bye, Rob.
See ya.
Bye, Rob.
Swept across the mark like a rifle ringing through the dark. This high water's no hell of mine. Let heaven's low tide must be nice, 'cause it's a long damn night in Tuscaloosa, just where I belong. Catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn. It's been a long damn time on a solution. Answers came and gone. Catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn. Outside a town apart, like the static buzz of a corner mark. They have you met the devil's new revenge in a dark motel where the Bible stands. 'Cause it's a long damn night in Tuscaloosa, just where I belong. Your train and I'll just stay till dawn. It's been a long damn time on a solution. Answers came and gone. Catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn. Just where I belong. And catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn. It's been a long damn time on a solution. Answers came and gone. And catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn. And I said catch your train and I'll just stay till dawn.
Old Salt Union. Ryan, come
on. Hey y'all, it's Old Salt Union, and you're listening to.
What's up, guys? Yeah,
I like
the
that.
Salt.
I like that. Hey y'all, it's Old Salt Union, and you're listening to.
Yeah.
Hey y'all,
we're Old Salt Union. We're Old Salt Union.
And it's Paper Rock Podcast.
Here we go. All right. Sorry. Here we go. Ready?
What are we saying?
Here we go.
Oh, he's got the whole thing. Here we go.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all, we're Old Salt Union,
and this you're is listening to
Rock Podcast.
Ryan's gotta go, he's drunk.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Hey, and listen, time out just real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we're Old Salt Union, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Got it. Here we go. Cool.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, y'all, we're Old Salt Union, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Bing.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.